Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another whiskey review from your friends over at Buffalo Happy Hour.
We're recording a Wednesday whiskey review and not a Wednesday, which is totally fine, because guess what? It's releasing on a Wednesday, so...
But today's Tuesday.
Tuesday, close enough.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To another Tuesday whiskey review. No, this is releasing on Wednesday.
It's all good. This one is brought to you by Addies. Derek, did you know that Addies has an in-house wine sommelier?
I actually did.
Did you know that they were located on Transit Road in Williamsville?
Did you also know that they do whiskey classes?
Did you
with
know
two Jamokes?
That they had vodka, gin, vermouth, wine, tequilas? They have all the things. They have whiskeys. They have Irish whiskey. They have scotch. They have so many different things inside of their selection.
Would you say they got all the fixins?
They got all the fixins. Head on over to Addies. Check them out. Download their app if you are within the state of New York, and they can have everything shipped right to your door, which is a perk to make this wonderful city, pause for dramatic effect, that much better. So, guys, thank you so much for being back. We appreciate it. We have a nice Kentucky option for you, and I bet on March 19th they don't have snow. Anyways, any Hoosiers, this one is the Castle and Key Rye. Now, Derek... I'm excited for this. I'm a rye guy. Have been very open about that. You've introduced me into the world of scotch. Changed my life forever. However, nothing beats a good rye. Also because then you can make a great Manhattan. So what do we know about this one?
So we released the Castle and Key Bourbon review last week where we went into a little bit around the distillery. Really high level. They began restoring the old Taylor Distillery back in 2014. It closed during Prohibition. This distillery has been around since 1887. Since they closed during Prohibition, it kind of was a basically nothing in the rubbles. And then the Castle and Key owners went there, restored it. It's a gorgeous distillery. It's a gorgeous area to go check out. They're right on the Bourbon Trail, so if you are going to Kentucky to go experience a Bourbon Trail, we highly recommend going to explore some of the lower lesser known distilleries, because they need love more than Buffalo Trace or Old Forester or Woodford. They need the respect and love more than those do, because obviously Buffalo Trace is always going to be on the shelf. But Castle and Key, they can use your help. Obviously, Castle and Key sent this to us, but we are under no obligation to actually review it. We actually say in our email, we probably won't. We might even not review it. And we're in no obligation to give it a good rating. So for all of you wondering what our viewpoint of this is, it's all predicated on how we taste and how we smell this. It's never predicated on somebody buying our opinion. You can see our ethics statement online, buffalohappyhour.com. Go to our ethics statement. You can read the whole thing. Whenever we get in product, we send it to them directly. So they know flat, straight up what our ethics statement is.
Now, in our rating, we are going to be diving into label branding, initial taste, ending note, final rating, nose. Skip the nose. Label branding, nose, initial taste, final rating, and, ending note, final rating.
Mike's hammered.
Let's start from the top.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Let's reference the board, okay?
To another Tuesday whiskey review.
Tuesday recording, Wednesday release. Label branding, nose, initial taste, ending notes, final rating, and would you have this in your collection? So, let's dive in.
So, this, I don't know if you saw my notes here, but generally speaking, when you look at whiskey and you compare bourbon to rye, what are more expensive?
What are more expensive between the two?
When you have like a distillery that releases a bourbon.
Rye is almost more expensive.
Well, this is $10 cheaper than their bourbon.
Oh, interesting.
So this comes at $45.
To quote the wonderful Danny DeVito in the classic Matilda, I wasn't a cheat. I didn't slit the paper. Now,
to quote Danny DeVito in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I need my cocaine. Okay. I don't know if he actually says that, but that probably makes sense. So this is available at Third Distillery. I'm not sure their distribution of this. They, like we talked about during the previous review that we did, they like to release batches, and their batches are kind of like semi-annual, maybe 3 times a year release. So they pride themselves on really, I know that's a heavy freaking cork, huh? They pride themselves on releasing batches at different times throughout the year and letting you know what their availability is. So right now it's available at their distillery. This is a 63% rye, 20% barley, 17% yellow corn.
Come on.
So corn is the less amount of this mash bill, which is interesting to me.
Yeah, but at the same point, too, it's a low rye percentage.
It's 63% rye.
Yeah, that's low.
20% barley. That's crazy to me. This is batch size in 120 barrels, aged 3 years, and this comes at a 106.5 WYRK.
Okay, it's not that, everyone. That's a local country music radio station, 106.5. However, okay, let's dive into the label branding because it's completely different than their bourbon.
I wouldn't say completely. It's just different colors.
No. There's no castle.
It's called Restoration.
Right. Look at their
Pretty
other
sick,
label.
Huh?
Look at their other label. Their other label had like an entrance into a castle on it. Look at those two. Not even close.
So do you like when companies do this, or do you prefer brand recognition?
So here's the thing. From a brand recognition standpoint, the Castle and Key is on top. Mm-hmm. That's staying this here. That's staying the same. This is throwing me off. Not to sound like Doug DeMuro, who does an amazing car review channel on YouTube, but this is completely different from this. I'm just blown away by that. Aren't you? Look at the difference. It's not even close.
It's very different. The one is really priding themselves on the castle.
It's got like a Michelangelo fingertip thing going on.
And the other one is priding themselves on the restoration that it took to get the castle up to working order. So they're related, but they're not at the same time. They're different colors. I think if you saw this without the top caps, you wouldn't necessarily... I mean, you still wouldn't know that they're related because of that gold bar at the top.
They're so different.
They're different.
They're so different, opposed to it.
So from a label branding standpoint, do you appreciate that they're different, or are you confused as a consumer that they're different?
No, I'm surprised. Slightly astonished.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Kind of aroused, or no?
Label branding for me,
they're not going to send us any more
products. Not at all. I'm gonna go B-minus on this label branding.
B-minus? Okay. Which is less than what the other one was.
Yeah.
But you still have the staple. You still have the key. You still have the extremely heavy cork top. Artificial cork, which is whatever. But, I mean, I would still go A+ with this. Because I feel like this is still a good decanter option.
B+ check?
B+. What's really holding you back? Is it the white?
Yeah.
Do you have guilt?
No, it's not that I have guilt. I just, so their bourbon is something that you would literally just like spotlight on your shelf behind your bar.
Yeah.
Or just have like a, what is that thing called? That dining room piece that my wife's obsessed with, and it stores platters, a sidebar, a buffet bar.
Buffet, yeah.
Whatever for the dining room. Like you put their bourbon bottle on that and it just sits there and it's pretty. You know, like this is just a totally different vibe. It's like
what are your thoughts on
new in marketing.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on all the hands grabbing letters?
They're freaking me out. Who are they? Do we know these people? Do we trust these people? You know, are they vetted? Like, what is going on? I don't know. I'm slightly astonished. I'm kind of thrown off a little bit. It's not that I don't like it. I'm used to the castle. You know, I'm used to that grand entrance on that front label.
That is true. I can appreciate a company that experiments with their label because it's a different product, right? Like rye is different than bourbon, but this is very, very different. This is your marketing restoration here because those are the high letters.
Yeah,
this
is a different vibe.
Here with this one, you're marketing the fact that it's Castle and Key because the whole thing is a diagram of the castle. Where this one, you barely know that it's Castle and Key because Castle and Key is so small on the top.
Yeah, I agree.
So I agree with what you're saying. I can compromise with the B+.
All right, B+. I agree.
All right, you already poured it. Let's go. Let's
nose.
Do a little nose, huh?
Similar nose to the bourbon.
I'm getting much more spice. This is not nearly as sweet as a bourbon.
No, not nearly as sweet. There's some lingering notes, though.
It's still got that...
It's got that cream corn effect.
It's still got that Kentucky vibe.
But it's got the rye kick in the nose that I like. You know, it's like a welcome to how you doing.
To me, I think that previously, their bourbon, you got a lot of creamed corn and, like, outside. Like, the dampness, the rain.
Now we got
here
the inside.
You're getting... No, here I think you're getting still the rain, but instead of it being corn, you're getting rye. Like, I don't get a lot of corn here. I'm getting that same essence of the rainwater and, like, the mud puddles and all that stuff.
But I want to see their stills. What's their equipment look like?
It's pretty impressive. What you got under those? Under the hood there, huh? But I am getting a lot of rye. Like,
so what's your nose rating?
I would go higher than their bourbon just because I like rye a little bit more. I would probably go B+ check on their nose.
I agree. Initial taste. Hold on.
See, no, I like this a lot.
You know what they did?
I like this more than their bourbon.
You know what they did really well? You know how sometimes if the distillation process is not nailed down correctly, you get that rubber byproduct tasting note? They figure that out and they fix that.
Yeah.
Somehow they fix that. They didn't have that in their bourbon. They could have had it in this rye and they don't.
Yeah. Initial taste, I'm getting very heavy rye focus. So I'm getting kind of that prickly wood. Where it's kind of like, it's going over your tongue, not as smooth as the bourbon, but you wouldn't want that in your rye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Oh, I feel like the rye, as it's going down your tongue, it's just punching the sides on the way down. It's just like, I'm not going down with a fight. Like, I want you to experience what we have here. And it's a 3-year-old.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of that. You're getting some vanilla, though. Vanilla is definitely the next highest, in my opinion. And then you're getting some of that damp grass. I really like the way that they're incorporating, and I don't know if this is on purpose at all, but I like the way that they're incorporating this, like, they're kind of giving you a scene. I just really enjoy the way that this is kind of making it more well-rounded, in my opinion, where the bourbon, this is kind of getting more to the ending note, too, but I feel like, again, we had very different impressions of the bourbon, but for me, this one is very consistent and flavorful from front to back, whereas I feel like the bourbon changed a lot in the interim.
You don't think this is one-dimensional?
I should rephrase that. I do understand that it's probably one-dimensional because the same notes are from front to back, but with a rye like this for $45, I would expect that. And I'm not disappointed because the back end of this is still, and we'll get to this in the ending note, but the back end of this is still spicy enough where it is making me salivate more than the bourbon did.
This is 20% barley.
Yeah.
The water opened up the barley.
Did it? Did you put water in?
Yeah. I added some for you. I already added some for you.
So what are your thoughts on it? Like, initial taste, where are you getting it?
Well, we agreed on the initial taste, I thought. Did we not rate it?
We didn't rate it, yeah.
Initial taste, I'm going to go B+ check.
Okay.
My ending note for this is higher than my initial taste. Again, okay. Same with the bourbon.
I would agree with that because I think that the initial taste is predictable because of the mash bill. But the ending note is where it shines, even though the tasting notes are similar. You don't necessarily expect that from a $45 product.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And for $45, I really want to know why they won 45.
Yeah. I don't know. 63% right.
That's a really good 45 buy. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Ending note for me, A minus.
So what flavors are you getting on that ending note?
Anything the barley's different? Strong, yeah. Dude, and it's so nice. To be quite honest, like Derek and I love malted and unmalted barley. Like it's our favorite grain, but the fact that that's prolific in the ending note rounds this out and makes you want to keep drinking it. That's why this is dangerous. And at 45, we'll get to it, but $45 for this, it's like, okay. But again, if you don't know what this tastes like and then you're seeing $45, again, we'll get to that. This is a really good product.
What's interesting to me is that I feel like you and I both gravitate more towards 95.5 ryes.
Yeah,
that
no
are
doubt.
Very high rye content, very spicy. But this one is, I think they towed the line very well of having it low rye, but also not, I feel like low rye content whiskeys, the supplement to that is higher corn.
Right.
Where they're looking at like 63% rye, this would probably be like 38% corn or
and
something
like
that.
I just feel like there's...
That wouldn't make math, but 35% no, yeah, corn, but it, 4% malted barley or whatever.
Yeah, and it makes sense. And I feel like the rye grain that is being sourced, I think matters so much that people don't really appreciate that. If your rye is not ideal or it's not in good soil, I mean, there's so many variables with farming, right? But like all of that comes into play just as much as your water does. And I feel like they figured out how they can maximize their rye while incorporating other grains to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
For lack of better terms, I would state that the ending note for me is an A-. What are your thoughts on the ending note?
I would probably agree with you. I think that the ending note is A-. I think that, again, this is my opinion because you and I disagreed with it, but the bourbon shined in the initial taste, whereas I think the rye shines in the ending note because of the flavor and the salivation that it gives you as the rye is going down.
Sure.
That's very different for me than the bourbon.
Sure.
So, yeah, I would agree A- on the ending note. I like this.
Final rating.
So, but before we get to final rating, proof point, this is 106.5. We talked about the bourbon being at 103 and how we felt like the bourbon proof could have been even higher. What are your thoughts on the proof of this rye?
I like this. Yeah. I like this at 106, and I feel like it's very smooth. It's delicate. It's not burning on the way down. There's no indigestion. It's a low hug.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling it here. There's nothing up top here, which is nice. It's a pleasant change, and I just feel like it's a solid 106.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like that. Like that call. Cool. All right, final rating.
Final rating. Derek, give me that countdown.
Oh, gosh. It's always a tough part.
It is.
3, 2, 1. 89. Let's go, bro.
Tough. Yeah. Okay. So now, would you have this in your collection? So $45. So here's the thing. If Castle & Key is at the store, okay, I walk into said store, probably Addie's, and they're like, hey, we're here, try this, and I drink it, and I'm like, huh, okay. And then the rep is standing there all smiles, right, like always. Follow-up question. How much is this? $45 a bottle. Great. Where is that on the shelf?
Yeah.
Because to me, that's an amazing value. That's a fantastic value at $45. For the amount of complexities, for the amount of time and effort that went into this, I feel like that mash bill is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I just love that mash bill for this product. It's also a unique mash bill for a rye, which I'm also very turned on to.
Yeah.
Pause. So, $45, I'm buying it all day long.
I will say that
this
is not a sweet rye, though.
No,
I want to be conscious that this is not, just because it has a lower rye content, this isn't sweet. This isn't corn sweet.
Mm-hmm. So now, if you didn't taste it, and you've seen it on a shelf for $45, would you buy it? Because now, you're only based on price and label branding. Because you have no idea what it tastes like. Because to me, if I see this $45 on the shelf. It's a rye. My first thought, okay, let's make a Manhattan and see how this does in a Manhattan. Full disclosure, me being me, I'm going to try it neat before I put it in a Manhattan. Now, full disclosure, I did the same exact thing with Sazerac Rye, which is in New York State a $30 option after tax, right? Like, I did the same exact thing. I tried it neat just so I can figure it out, understand it, and then I made a Manhattan with it. For this, if I didn't know what it tasted like and I just seen it on the shelf and I was only going off price and label branding, my first thought is I'm going to have this in a Manhattan and see what it tastes like. But doing due diligence, I would still try it neat, then a Manhattan. And then based off of trying this neat, it might make me second guess making a Manhattan out of this.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing that I would add into that is that we're obviously in New York, like we said, and we have a very good distillery in New York that makes a 95.5 rye for about $45.
Yeah.
So if we saw both of them next to each other, I mean, I would probably grab this just because I've had Hartman's rye so much before. But for the consumer, I would probably recommend Hartman's rye just because that, to me, that's a really good product for $45. But if you already tried that, this is a very good option as well. Like, they're so close that I wouldn't be against anybody trying one over the other. Like, I wouldn't fault them for trying one over the other.
Yeah.
But for me, just because I know Hartman's rye, I would go Hartman's rye over that if this was in New York liquor stores. But if you're seeing this in your store and you can find this for $45, this is an easy product to go grab.
No doubt.
Because rye, again, like we were talking about earlier, their small match is $55. And generally speaking, you see rye a little bit more higher priced than their bourbon. And if you see their rye $10 less than their bourbon, I mean, why wouldn't you try it at that point?
Exactly. Exactly. It's honestly, too, these are great gifts.
Yeah. They're gifts. Cool bottles, dude. They're really cool. Like, I love this little Castle & Key neck thing that they have on it.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
There's a part of me that would keep these bottles just for water.
Yeah, right?
To host dinner parties. These are bougie.
They are bougie. They're real bougie.
Nice job on the rye, honestly. Nice job on the rye. Yeah. So
your rating of the rye was 1 point higher than the bourbon.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that after you've had both? Yeah. Mine was 2 points, and I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, that was the Wednesday Whiskey Review for Castle & Key Restoration Rye. Got to get that right. For some reason, I wanted to say redemption, and that's not right. Kind of similar, but not really. So, Restoration Rye. Go pick this up if you can see it at a bottle store near you. If you are going to the Bourbon Trail, highly recommend, again, you checking out some of the lesser-known distilleries so you can try them out rather than getting Buffalo Trace for the 4,756th time. Go check out Castle & Key Distillery. It's a really sweet distillery. It's, like, gorgeous with the castle on there. I don't know if we said this already. This is batch number one. Bottle number 25,453, years aged 3. Go check this out. It was a great product. And if you are going to check this out, we always recommend please drink responsibly, be a good person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.